these people who are sanctioned today, they don't have wealth, they don't have resources, and I think they are so busy in Mali that traveling for them will be even very difficult. And even with the sanction, what tools ECOWAS has to really monitor the implementation of this decision, that's one thing. Second aspect is the efficiency of the search decision. Mali is on the verge, and they even talked about it at large in the report, that the security situation, you know, is completely bad. So how in that particular context you can even think about preparing election, holding election, when the government doesn't control even 10 to 15% of the territory? And you acknowledge that in your report. Three, what is the purpose of organizing election in the context where all the other measures that were taken by ECOWAS last year were not implemented? So in that particular context, why taking this kind of decision against the government?
Ibrahim, in that sense, therefore, what do you think ECOWAS should have done?
That's exactly the point that I really would like to make. But for me, when you acknowledge the fact that there is no progress in the security front, there is no progress in implementing some of the decisions that ECOWAS was making, I think the wise decision would have been to really sit down with the Malian government and to really look at very closely what will be the realistic time frame now to hold election, to come back to a certain kind of normality. They are putting pressure on the government, they are putting pressure on the Malian society, which results. And when you look at it very closely, the way they treated Mali is different from the way they treated Guinea-Conakry. And the Guineans have not even decided to put forward an agenda. And what they have said, they have decided to nominate Ibn Shambas to go and discuss with the Guineans on the best way to do. And I'm sure Shambas, as an experienced politician and also as an experienced ECOWAS person, can really come to suggest discussing the people with a realistic agenda that can be put forward.